Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Serious doubt cast really on these plans to reopen the schools. This is for students with special needs from this Thursday, because the Irish National Teachers Organisation, they want the government now to reconsider the plans to resume the classes on Thursday, and it comes really after a backlash from teachers and SNAs. The INTO, they say the teachers have a lot of safety concerns and that those concerns haven't been adequately addressed. If you're a parent, if you're an SNA, 53106, we want to hear from you this afternoon. Narita's got in touch with us. She is an SNA in Cork. What are your concerns, Narita?
Hi, Andrea. We're worried. We're angry at the situation we find ourselves in, and I'm heartbroken at being pitted against parents, the children we support.
We certainly don't intend to, you know, to do that, to pit you against parents, but we'll hear from parents, I've no doubt, who'll make contact with us, because a lot of us, parents of children with special needs, have made contact with this show, I suppose, in recent weeks, and they're worried and they're concerned, and they're particularly concerned about their kids' regression at home in recent weeks. They want their kids to go back into school. So what do you say to parents?
I think everyone wants to get back into school at the moment, but with community transmission, it has to be under control before we can do that. The message from public health is clear. It's a very high level of transmission in the community. Our chances of contracting or transmission the virus have never been higher. There's even a higher risk of that in a special school or in a school setting. Andrea, I'm not sure if all your listeners understand what goes on in a special school. You know, we deal with behaviours. We have spitting, vomiting, we have sneezing. There's no mask wearing. Our pupils can't wash their hands. They don't have etiquette. We have a high level of adults to pupils. It's a really unsafe environment. And I think the principals are trying to say that. The teachers are trying to say that. And that's what came out in the webinar yesterday. The school community do not think it's safe to go back right now.
Okay. And even, I mean, just to kind of bring us inside the classroom, Narita, like you're doing at the moment, you know, things like masks and PPE and the personal protective equipment and that sort of stuff. Like, do you already have that, or is that what you're looking for?
We're luckier than some schools in that in our school, we actually had surgical masks from the start. In fairness, our principal got those early for us. But that's it. It's a surgical mask. The pupils are wearing nothing. They pull them off your faces. They can't help that. They're just looking, you know, they don't know what the mask is. They're just whipping it off.
Yeah.
A tiny thing, you could get splashed. They're wiping their noses on the sleeves of our, you know, they're just hoodies. We don't wear a uniform. I keep a second set in school to change into, and the minute you go home, you change. But that's it. We don't have the same PPE that's in hospitals. I know in some schools, talking to some of the SNAs, they've been given a medical mask for a month and told to make it last. You know, these blue masks that you see people wearing in and out of Lidl or Aldi's, and they're told to wear these for a month.
So it's not just about you being concerned as a special needs assistant about going back to school. It's the actual practicality of being in the classroom on a daily basis. That's what you're worried about. And so is PPE the answer then, Narita, to this?
I don't think it's enough. Right now, just while the numbers are so high, I don't think it's possible to deliver a service. When numbers come down, hopefully, like, people are going to be getting vaccinated soon as well. You know, then maybe we can look at bringing people back in and staggered, you know, bring the maybe three or four kids back in at a time. But right now, it's just impossible. You can't guarantee it. I mean, even if you are wearing full PPE, it gets damaged, it gets torn. You know, like, I don't know.
Okay. Is it due to the fact, Narita, that the cases at the moment, I mean, look, I know when we came back after sort of that sort of Christmas break period, there was in the region of maybe 7,000-8,000 cases some days. Like, that has obviously thankfully dropped in recent days. It's maybe down in around the 2,000 or so mark now. At what point for you do you feel is it a safe time, or is it a time that you'd be happy that your concerns might be addressed to go back to work?
To be fair, that's probably a number for, you know, public health and for our doctors. But right now, we're not even testing close contacts. So, you know, the numbers are, you know, you can only take so much out of the numbers. I would say once contact tracing is back up. Sorry, there's an awful echo on my side,
okay.
Andrea.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you then on that, Narita, just in a moment. Pat has also got in touch with us here. The number, by the way, if you want to call in, it's 1890 453 106. Now, Pat, you are the father of a child with additional needs. What's your thoughts now on all of this?
Hi, Andrea. I have two children on the autism spectrum in two separate primary schools. And that lady who's the SNA and says that they don't feel it's safe for them to go back, and they don't want to go back now. That's not necessarily what we're hearing in the autism community, where we're seeing most of our teachers, practically all of them, and all our SNAs saying, look, we think we should go back to school. We think these kids need to be back in school. What I would like to know from FOSSA and the INTO is exactly what percentage of their special needs teachers and their SNAs say they don't want to go back to school. Because it doesn't seem to be a large majority of them, from anecdotally, from what we're hearing directly as parents of children with special needs. All the teachers and all the SNAs that we talk to are saying, yeah, no, we think we should go back to school. These kids need to be in school. There is no alternative for them. And Andrea, if you look at it, that lady made the point that the numbers are high here in Ireland for community transmission. That's the same in every other country in the world. And in every other developed country in the world, they have kept schools open for children with special needs, except in Ireland. Now, why is that the case? Why is it any more dangerous here than it is anywhere else? I don't hear reports coming from other countries that SNAs and special needs teachers are falling over with COVID because they're in special.
Well, the public health experts never said the schools weren't safe. The public health experts advised the schools should be closed on the basis that they didn't want the guts of a million people traipsing across the length and breadth of the country, exactly, going in and out of school on a daily basis. That's the reason the schools were advised to be closed.
These children make up a very small percent. I think they're about 5% of the overall school population. 5% of them. They have no alternative. Let's just keep that in mind. There is no alternative education for these kids. Distance learning doesn't work for the vast majority of them. They're just abandoned. They're not doing it. Those special needs teachers, the SNAs, they're still getting paid. And I'm doing their job, trying to teach my children. And I'm not a special education person. I'm doing the best I can, but it doesn't work. These kids need in schooling for an education. They're entitled to an education. They're entitled to 183 contact days a year of education, and they're not getting it. And there's no, even as an alternative, do you know, I would like Minister Foley and Madigan to hold their ground now, to stand strong and say to the teachers and the SNAs, You got your webinar. You're the only essential workers that got a webinar with the NEFA team. The only ones. The guards didn't get it. The doctors didn't get it. The transport, the retail, they didn't get to talk to the NEFA team. But you got it. And they told you that, look, there's no risk environment. There is no such thing as a no risk environment. If you leave your house, there's a risk you'll catch COVID. Another point about these kids where that lady was saying they're not able to socially distance and they're not able to do that. That's correct. They're not. They've got special needs. They're not able to do that. They won't be able to socially distance. But Andrea, these kids, by the nature of their condition, are socially isolated. They're not out playing with other kids, and they need that much care that us as their parents aren't out mixing with other people. Even when there's no COVID, we're not out mixing with other people because we're with these kids, minding them 24 hours a day. So these kids are probably the safest kids to send back into school. You know, and they need it. That's the thing, they need it.
Pat, can you tell us maybe a little bit about, just in recent weeks, what it's like at home?
It's very difficult. We get behaviours. I'll tell you, Andrea, when this happened in March and they just closed overnight, we got nothing. Now, my kids had no schooling, nothing, from March through to they went back in September. there was the odd mail once a week from the teacher. Outside of that, nothing. Now, the teachers will tell you that, oh no, we were engaged and we were doing this, that and the other. They might have been for mainstream classes, but as I keep going back to say, there's no alternative for these kids. It was just, and then we were left with nothing. None of the services are there to help us out.
Is regression something that you're noticing, Pat?
Absolutely. I mean, the kids, my son was starting to get some extra words, starting to learn how to write with the dedication of his new teacher that he's had this year. And that's all just dropping away now. And it's not only the skills that they're, Andrea, when typical kids go back to school, they understand how to learn. They know how to learn. These kids have to relearn how to learn when they go back. They lose all those skills. They lose all that. And it's exasperating. I really hope the minister holds firm on this. And ask the teachers and the SNAs, who are brilliant. They are.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to stand up and be counted like the rest of the essential workers out there.
Well, let me stay with us, Pat, because I just want to bring Narita is still with us, and I know, Narita, you're not on speaking on behalf of all SNAs, but
no.
You are a special needs assistant yourself, and I mean, you can hear it in Pat's voice that he's worried.
First of all, Andrea, like the pupils I deal with are mostly pupils with autism or on the ASD spectrum. Like, I mean, you know, and a lot of their parents don't feel it's safe for them to come back in. I don't speak for all teachers or SNAs, but the comments that were flying in yesterday in the webinar would suggest that most teachers and SNAs are afraid to go back.
But you're not dealing with COVID patients. Nurses and doctors and people in the healthcare sector are going into work.
We don't know, Andrea, we don't know if we are dealing with COVID patients or not.
I know, but
our pupils can't tell us they're sick. We had an outbreak in our school, and maybe that's why our confidence is shook in it. When we had our outbreak in September, we had one pupil that contracted COVID, and nobody was considered a close contact for him. Within a week, we had 12 positive cases in school. Now, can I just make a point as well? On the webinar last night, they flashed up a card for September with the total amount of cases in schools in September. There was 10. Now, we had 12 in our school alone. So there's no trust in the numbers, and there's no trust that schools are safe.
Okay.
You ask any teacher or any SNA right now, are schools safe? And they won't tell you
that. Okay, well, the public health experts think they are, you know. So, and that's according to the National Public Health Emergency Team. Just finally, Narita, because I'm just looking at the time. Are you prepared to go back even at any point now before you get a vaccine?
Oh no, I'll go back once numbers drop in the community. That's what Mike Ryan in the WHO is saying. You know, we can't deal with schools or other workplaces while the transmission is high in the community. You know, it's health over education at this stage.
Yeah, well, look, that's Pat is still with us. Pat, what do you make of that?
Andrea, I'd return to the point that the numbers have been high in every other country. And they've kept the schools open for children with special needs. And there hasn't been reports of SNAs and teachers falling over, contracting COVID. The CMO has said that in relative terms, the school environment is a safe environment to be in. You know, they asked for PPE. They asked for additional PPE. The minister said, yes, you can have your medical. We'll give you medical grade masks for there to use. They're asking for childcare to cover the thing. I don't know what that has to do exactly with the safety of going back into the room. None of the other deemed essential workers have looked for it. Like, the guards don't get childcare. You know, I don't know what they want. You know, you're not... The CMO and the NEFA team were never going to come out and say to you, yes, it's safe to go back into the classroom. They're not going to say that because it's nowhere it is safe. Nowhere it is. But it's... Look, that lady says... that lady made the point, it's health over education, right? These kids' health is deteriorating. Their mental health, their developmental health, all of that is deteriorating because they're not getting it. So I would call, I hope the minister stands still, and I hope that the SMAs and the INTO strike if they need the strike, because then we might get those days returned to us, and we might actually get those in the summertime.
All right. Well, listen,
because we're not, you know, now we're just using up days for nothing, for getting nothing.
Pat and Narita, thanks for joining us here and sharing your views with us on Lunchtime Live. Susan has got in touch with us by email at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com to say, listening to this about the SNAs, they are obviously potentially at risk if they engage in their work, much more so than other teachers. Why not make them a priority to vaccinate, along with the nurses and other medics? So very important to get the SNAs back to work. Paul in Kildare, his wife is an SNA. People's lives are paramount over anybody's education. Liam is a secondary school teacher. He says, I'd just like to highlight that that man as a parent is not doing an SNA or a teacher's job. He's doing his own job as the primary educator of his own child, as per our constitution. How can the parents expect special needs teachers and assistants to deal with sneezing and vomiting in the workplace during a pandemic? Do the parents just want the childcare? And to hell with safety, says this texter on 53106. The INTO should be ashamed of themselves, says this listener. Vulnerable and special needs children need school. Shop workers have been working all throughout the pandemic and not a word out of them. If the parents don't want to send, if the people don't want to send the kids to school, that's fair enough. But most of those children need school. I think the government should threaten to stop paying. Or for longer eligible, no longer eligible for the pandemic unemployment payment if they don't go in. I'm sure you'll have a view on that texter's point today, 53106. Or you can ring us 1894 53106. We're going to stay with this here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
And there's still lots of you getting in touch with us here in Lunchtime Live today about the schools, well, potentially reopening for children with special needs. 1894 53 106. Steve is on the line in Dublin. Steve, now your partner is a special needs assistant, and your child has additional needs. What's your thoughts now?
Well, I can kind of see it from both perspectives, Andrea and Matt. I appreciate the points that have come through from Narita and Pat earlier, but I see the anxiety that comes through from the special needs assistant point of view. And I think part of it actually stems from not really understanding what SNAs are actually doing on the ground and how close they need to be to their students as they're dealing with them. And to a certain extent, the debate and the discussion is going on. I get a sense that people think the SNAs are just babysitting more than anything else. And that's not the role.
No.
It's much more involved in that. They deal with everything from intimate care needs to supporting organisation skills to helping the students maximise their potential when they're in school. And that sometimes, I think, gets lost. But I can see it at the other side as well, that obviously having a child with additional needs, not being in the sort of the routine of a school system, does create a lot of anxiety. And I really do see that, you know, there really is a need to get kind of back into the swing of things and get back into it. But at the heart of it all, schools exist in communities, and community transmission is what's going on. I know when I look out, I see lots of kids of school-going age who are wandering around freely, interacting with people. Now, I know that can be up to the parents and home situations as well, but there are lots of situations where that community part, and you mentioned earlier about having tens of thousands of parents rocking on up of a morning, delivering children to schools as a point of potential infection as well. They're all the community aspects where the school is actually sitting in. And it's important not to forget that.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, and I suppose the schools or a lot of the classes, Steve, are due to reopen this coming Thursday. And look, you're well placed in the sense that you can see firsthand your partner is a special needs assistant, and you have a child with additional needs who might potentially have been going back to school this Thursday. What do you think should happen on Thursday?
I don't know is the short answer. I think at this point, it's probably not appropriate to really start back in on Thursday. I think there still are some serious concerns in relation to being able to be protected when you're in place. Surgical masks were mentioned. They're not probably of a standard that really would be required. There have been reports of SNAs having huge difficulties in accessing PPEs in their own schools and having to fight really hard for them, which is terrible. And it's really, really bad for SMEs as a whole. And Narita mentioned earlier about, you know, in some schools it's very difficult for the staff to actually maintain the PPE on them. And even the children may not like it from the point of view of not being able to see faces. And if there's any kind of sensory or hearing difficulties, then that becomes a huge, huge barrier.
Well, actually, just
so I think there's a balancing act, really.
Okay, just on that, this listener has got in touch with us here on the News Talk text line on 53106 to say that they're dealing with children with additional needs, but they're actually working with the kids from home. They've daily interactions via Zoom. The kids are very happy and they're content at home. They have anxiety over COVID and it can be difficult for them in the classroom. So this is actually really helping the situation. Mike in Cork has been an SNA for 15 years in a special school. If we're returning on Thursday, we've been told that all staff will be required to return, even though we're supposed to have 50% of students. In my classroom, that means four adults spending 5 hours in a room together. That's before you even get into the details of the care which we provide. This listener, I'm an SNA and I've no problem going back to school. I really want to get back to the kids that I teach and work with. But what do the government expect us to do with our own children? They've put nothing in place for us. In other countries where they've opened classes for special needs, they've also opened for essential workers' kids as well. My husband is an essential worker, so where do the kids go? The government have yet have had since last March to put something in place for all of these different eventualities, and they just haven't bothered, according to this listener. We'll take one more on this for the moment. This texter has got in touch with us to say, why are all of the parents of children with special needs not fighting for all of the clinical services that have been suspended since March? OT, speech and language. What parents need is respite and other support services. Teachers and SNAs are not responsible for, they are responsible for education, but they aren't babysitters. So you can keep them coming into us. 1894 53106 is the number if you want to join the conversation live on air today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.